Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Greg Wagnon. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me here.
So, Greg, I've heard that people at Intel call you the data center dude. Is that true?
That is becoming more and more true by the day, yeah.
So tell me what data center dude means and what you have planned in terms of different technology that you're bringing to the Intel universe.
Well, the data center dude role that I'm going to be playing is effectively, I see it as a guide. I'm going to be the person that introduces everyone out there to the resources that we have here at Intel, the experts, the technology owners, the people that define these technologies on a daily basis, and they work through all the things involved in bringing these technologies to the world. I am not the expert by any means. I will never claim to be such a thing, but I quite literally am standing at my desk right now, and I can see five of them standing there on the phone. I would be the person introducing the world to them, making sure that they have an opportunity to speak about the things that they do and give them a voice, you know, give them some introduction and some value and beyond what they do on a day-to-day basis.
How are you going to be bringing this to the public in terms of the technologies and the initiatives that you speak about?
So primarily, it'll be a video series where I simply introduce the topic or the content that we want to present, and then I interview the person or the team that brings you that information. And then we'll also have a set of blogs. There are some Twitter activities and other promotions that we'll wrap around that. But primarily, it will end up as a video series where on a regular cadence, maybe once every couple of weeks, we'll have a new video which we can go into the details of whatever the technology is we want to highlight it.
That's fantastic. Do you want to give the viewers any insight into some of the earliest technologies that you're going to be taking a look at?
Sure. I actually was in a meeting today where we were discussing MIC, or M-I-C.
So MIC is one of many components from Intel, you know, aimed at the HPC arena, but not a general purpose microprocessor. Is that correct?
That is correct. MIC, or it's actually an acronym. We're very famous at Intel for using our acronyms. Mini Integrated Core is the name of the product, and it will be one of many different products that we will have over the next several years to address the compute needs of the various environments that we support, Intel Xeon being one of the primary ones that's available today. And it already does mini core. It has multi-thread. It has hyper-thread. It has many different cores within a single socket. So it's already there. It's just in a different compute environment, mini integrated core, or MIC, would be an environment where you'd have many, many threads in the order of tens of hundreds, perhaps, as we get there, that are they address an entirely different environment than Xeon might.
And why would somebody use something like this?
It depends on the environment and servers and in the data center. In HPC in particular, they do have applications that are just incredibly thread-intensive. They don't do a lot of work, but they do a lot of threads. You know, they may spawn hundreds and hundreds of threads within microseconds to try and get that work done, but they don't take very long to complete. So a MIC or mini integrated core architecture would fit well in that sort of environment. Whereas if you try to do the same thing with Xeon in that exact application, it would finish things very quickly, and it would have a lot of horsepower left on the table, if you will, that it's just not an entirely efficient application to use with that product.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I can't wait to see what else you guys have been planning. I know that you've been locked into one of the labs at Intel thinking about what you're going to be bringing out to show the world. Where can people find out more about Data Center Dude and what you've got coming?
Well, it will be primarily presented on our server room community page, which is easily found at www.intel.com/server, and that will redirect you to the community that we have wrapped around that environment. There's a lot of resources on that site. Data Center Dude will be a component of that. Again, it's going to be primarily videos and discussing the technologies that are coming up and or are out today.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I will definitely be tuning in to take a look at the program. Greg, thank you very much for being on Chip Chat today. Hopefully you can come on in the near future and tell us how your demonstrations of technology are going.
I would be happy to. Thank you.
You've been listening to Chip Chat. Follow us online at intel.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/IntelChipChat, or on Twitter at Intel Chip Chat. Be sure to tune in for our Fall IDF 2010 coverage, including daily recordings and a very special 100th episode that I'm really looking forward to. We'll be recording from San Francisco with our guest, Executive Vice President Dottie Pohlmutter. But we want you to help me ask questions of Dottie. Send them to our Facebook page at facebook.com/IntelChipChat, and I will queue them up to him. Until next time.